Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
There he is. What's up, Cappy?
Yo.
So, yeah, many yo's. You know, right. Beto came in here a little bit earlier and dropped a whole bunch of knowledge about Bronny James. I don't know if you heard that or not. Were you listening today?
I was. I didn't hear that part, but he also dropped that similar knowledge on me just the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this is kind of your wheelhouse.
No, well, it was a story. It was 2 days old.
Yeah, I mean, I was interested in it because there was a story that's, but what was it, Tuesday you and I were talking about
this? Tuesday.
We always run about 48 hours
But
late.
You know what? It's not official until Mason talks about it.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Nah, but it was good. What's up, Cap?
Yo, what's going on, man? I got some problems today. You and I are going to have to figure this out.
Oh, boy.
We'll get to it later, that's
all
for
right.
sure.
Well, that's a tease.
Yep. Major problems.
I'm the wrong person to talk to, you know, about that.
Dodgers opening night. Now, Cappy, are you going to stick with this Padre routine all year long, or are you finally going
to
come over to the good guys?
He has to. He married him last year. He has to.
Yeah, I guess you're stuck.
Yeah, I'm totally stuck. I mean, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. You know what I mean? Like, it's when you're a Padres fan, you're supposed to hate with all of your being the Dodgers. You know, and when you're a Dodgers fan, you're supposed to, like, completely ignore the Padres.
Yeah, they do.
So, you know, I'm kind of one of these people that's not a native Padre fan, so I've been around the organization, but I'm not a Dodger hater, so, like, I tried to do both last year, and then I got ridiculed for it at the end of the season.
So, do you know Peter Seidler, the guy that owns the Padres?
I do.
You do, personally?
Yeah.
And what kind of guy is he? He's obviously got bags of dough, right?
Well, he's got bags of dough, and he's got a lot of really rich investors who have been willing to change their business model.
What's he do for a living?
He's like one of these guys who buys up companies when they're at a certain range of revenue, and then he buys them and makes them even bigger and then sells them.
Isn't he related to the O'Malley's?
He is. He's his grandfather is the guy who moved the Dodgers from Brooklyn to L.A.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
He's into O'Malley family.
So is he a VC guy?
Yeah, I think he's, I think that's
what does that even mean? I just hear smart people say he's a VC guy. What does that
rich
mean?
Guy.
Well, I think
venture capitalist.
Oh, yes. Venture capitalist.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't act like you don't.
I didn't realize he was actually asking.
Yeah. No, I was not clear on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm looking up his business right now because it's on Google. I mean,
why doesn't he buy Sided?
Long way to come to that, huh? Good job, Mace. Masterclass.
He's a VC guy. Why doesn't he buy your Sided?
Because him and Gary Vee got a thing going on, man.
He got Xander Bogaerts. He got Juan Soto. He's trying
to
get Cappy
Shohei money,
Ohtani.
You,
what about Sided?
Cappy.
You know, I'm trying to decide how much I want to really say about that,
Mace.
Oh,
there's really a thing going on.
Oh.
Where there is smoke.
Ooh.
There's smoke.
No wonder Cappy's hanging in there with the Padres. It's in his best, business interests.
Go Padres!
Did you see the story that Shaken wrote in the LA Times about how the Padres have an investment group also where they go and they just invest a bunch of money into different teams? I think there's like six different teams, and all they care about is the team making money. They don't care about the team spending money. They want to make sure that the long-term goal is that team to get the valuation of the team up. So eventually, when they do sell or whatever they sell, the people who come in, it's like a hedge fund kind of, where you come in and you...
So, like, what are some of the teams?
The Padres are one of them. I think the Brewers are one of the other ones. It's like six different teams around the NFL where... I mean, in Major League Baseball. It was in the LA Times, Bill Shaken wrote about it, how where this guy is... All he did, put formula together, what teams can we get into lower as the valuation is going to keep going up and up and up? Because Major League Baseball, they're printing money. NFL, they're printing money. But they were able to buy a small percentage of a team as a fund. And then they have that. But they have no say-so on what goes on with the team. They don't care if the Padres are spending all this money on all the players as long as the valuation of the team goes up and up.
So it's like a rising tide lifts all boats type thing.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make everybody in baseball richer.
Yeah.
I got to read that because the way I'm hearing you say it, Beto, is that like one person is the owner of a team, but they own a group
invest
that
in other teams.
That doesn't sound right to me.
We'll read the story, man.
I haven't read it.
A little collusional.
Because they have no right. It's like a small percentage that you buy into. It's a fund.
I'm sure it's more complicated and more money involved in this, but is it like the way like half of Green Bay is technically the owner of the Packers?
Kind of like that. Yeah, it was way above my business section because I only took one class in business, but it's where if you just invest into it and like the Guggenheim Group, right? The Dodgers. Right. So if you have money in Guggenheim, right, they keep on going up and up and up. It's good.
You should explain this in the 6 o'clock hour in detail, Cap. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I got to get to this article and read this because, it sounds interesting to me. I just have never heard of it where, like, if you're an owner of one team, you can be a small percentage owner of another team. So I'm not sure, like Beto just said.
It's just people that buy into a fund.
Yeah, I've not heard of that. That sounds like really interesting. Listen, these
It's like
guys,
you and your horses.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess.
George isn't here. You're allowed to talk about your horses.
Well, I've been trying to get you to buy into my horses. Why don't you buy in this year?
It's a lot of money, Cappy.
You already lost money.
It's a lot of money. And how'd you do last year?
I think our investors got a return of about 75% of their money.
Ooh. Whoa. Wait a minute. So they got plus 75%?
No, they got 75% of what they invested. So
they were
lost
left
25%.
With 75%.
Right. They lost 25%.
So why would that be? Why do I want my money to lose 25%? Like, what's my objective there?
You don't want that. But when you pool your money, you wind up losing a lot less and you have a whole lot more fun. And that's what the people who join my group are trying to do.
So what's your winning percentage? Have you ever come out on top?
We have. We have come out on top, but it's very rare, Mace. Very rare.
I just realized, too, that when Beto and I immediately went, ooh, upon hearing 75%, we have no idea what anybody's talking about.
No, I know. I'm a horse guy. I'm all about the ponies, man. Yeah. Heck yeah. If I had like degenerate friends that had money, I'd go with them. Yeah. But I just want to be in the winning circle. That's all.
See, but that's just it right there, Mace, is that most of the people who come into our horse racing group, they do it because they're like, I want the thrill of being in the winner's circle. I want to take that picture. I want to have it hanging on my wall. And then when you put in 20 grand and you get back 15 grand, you're like, you know what? I had $5,000 worth of fun. Pretty damn good.
So I have a picture on my wall of me, Ireland, my mom, a bunch of other people with our very first horse, Fona Brod. And what's weird is I've got a cast on my leg because that's right after I had had that accident where I broke my foot. So I've got a cast on, but I do own that picture.
Okay. And was that at Santa Anita or was that?
That was at the old Hollywood Park.
Oh, old school.
Back when there used to be a track.
Dollar nights at the track at Hollywood Park.
Oh, yeah. Friday night.
Did you go there?
Yeah, Friday night would be like Berlin would play.
Yeah, it was K-Rock night. It was K-Rock night, and if you were under 30, it was a dollar night. Dollar beer, dollar dogs. Richard Blade was hanging out.
Yeah.
Berlin was there.
There'd always be like the offbeat bands from, it's like the Thompson Twins.
Kasha Goo Goo.
Kasha Goo Goo. Oh, no, that was good. It was,
And then
it was
they
fun.
They wound up putting slot machines in at Hollywood Park, didn't they?
I went over to Hollywood Casino, Park when my brother was here. I killed it at the poker tables. They've done a great job.
It's nice.
Yeah, Hollywood Park Casino is really, really nice now. And you could see that Ballmer building growing up
The Sphere.
Place with all them bathrooms.
So many bathrooms.
That place is going to be so cool. I have a friend that's doing the construction on it.
Oh, really?
Like, it's just ridiculous the amount of money they're spending on the labor, because this dude is getting paid.
Mason and I were talking about this before before the show began, about how stadiums, because technology advances so fast, it takes no time at all for these state-of-the-art stadiums and arenas to become obsolete.
Oh, absolutely.
Like SoFi. Seems like something out of like, this is sports in the year 3000.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be that long before SoFi feels kind of quaint.
Well, I a few years ago, I worked a fight at Jerry's World. And I thought, wow, Cowboy Stadium, 50 yard line. This is amazing. Nothing ever going to beat this. And I see SoFi and Jerry's World feels.
Yeah.
And what are they doing? They're updating. Like Staples Center. They updated it when it became crypto 20 years later.
And they're putting like patios and stuff out there, right?
Yeah, they're doing all kinds of stuff. It's completely different. Or even when you walk in at crypto, when you're walking towards the chairman's room, it used to just be the wooden walls, right? Remember, Andy, we'd walk there. Now it's all lit up, LED, all this like Hollywood pizzazz, because everything is now a photo opportunity. Everything's all about product placements. Everything's about a selfie spot. So you want to have those kind of things. You don't want to have anything dead space.
The chairman's room is not the thing anymore. Now the thing is behind the black curtains, just as you're going back to the press room. There's like a
That's where I went for the Clipper.
They call it.
They still have a chairman's room. It's just it's being renovated.
But they call it like the patio.
Mm. Yeah, right next to the Chick Hearn room. Yeah, because there's construction going on.
That's where the cool kids are going.
Yeah. Like if you want to go Clipper game,
I haven't gone there yet, Mace.
Yeah,
that's why I went for. That's I have those passes for the Clipper games. That Cappy doesn't want to go with me.
Cappy, will you ever come to a Dodger game with us?
100%
No chance.
Absolutely, 100%
No chance.
In fact, I actually
the bathroom situation isn't good for Cappy at Dodger Stadium.
Wait, the bathroom situation is no good?
No, not for you.
Why? What do you mean? What do you mean? Because of my problems?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you've got some gastric stuff going on.
Yeah, you got to be the sweet level. If you're not, forget it.
Wait. But Beto, when Mace invited us to go to the game at the Dodgers, isn't that like an automatic assumption?
No. Mason sits with the people.
He does sit with the
people. I do sit
with
the people.
Mason's with the people. He sits in his seats.
I'm not a press box guy.
There are people in the suites.
No, there is no suite. No, there is no suite for
Mason. We don't have a suite.
Well, you just said, you know, I need to have...
You need to be on the suite level. We don't. We're with the people.
Yeah, we sit with everybody else.
All right.
We've got our micheladas and we've got our churros. No, no, no.
George, help your dude. Help your dude.
I drank a michelada while I was there.
Oh, my God. Jorge, help your guy before I get mad, bro.
Yeah, you bought me micheladas. You bought listeners micheladas.
Jorge.
You invite listeners.
Teach him. You're over there giving him all the words. Yeah. Teach him right now. Yeah, what did you just say, Mace?
Michelada.
No, hey.
Michelada.
Michelada.
And we sit by the pole like everybody else.
It's a Michelin star beer.
You say michelada. I say michelada.
No, you don't want to sound like that, Mace.
Really?
You don't want to sound michelada.
I will say this, though.
See what the people sound like the people.
If it is. It is. It is. If it is not of like organically your culture, there will come a point where you feel like you're the guy trying too hard.
Yeah.
Like, for example, you know.
No, yeah, but he lives in L.A. It's not that hard to say michelada.
Right.
Yeah, no, I stand corrected.
If he was in Akron, feel free.
Sure.
But yeah, if he's in Del Mar, absolutely.
There can be a fine line for the white dudes. Feeling like they're trying too hard.
There is, but when you're saying, I'm with the people, I'm with the gente, con this, that, and all of a sudden,
I didn't say I was with the gente.
See, now you said gente good. But yeah. I'm giving you that, Mace.
But you're telling me I'm sitting with the gente.
No, Mace, you are with the people.
I don't want to culturally appropriate gente.
No, because Mace, you sit in the reserve level.
That's
true. With the gente. You're with the real Dodger fans.
True.
I give you a lot of grief, but I also give you a lot of credit because you, when you go to Dodger game, you are there with the people. No press box, no
by the
suite
pole.
Level. You're you know what, Mace? We got to do an excursion, you and I.
Yeah.
We're going to go sit in the left field pavilion.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just get loaded.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
talking. Micheladas for everybody.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. And don't say that because they're $26. Don't say for everybody.
They're not $26.
Yes. Pastor for everybody, too.
Yeah, they are.
Are they seriously $26?
A michelada, dog is $26. You get the tall can for $20 and the beer for like the salt. The chilada part for like $6.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
$6.
That's almost as much as parking.
Parking's 30.
You know what that is? That's an Angel game.
Yeah,
that's
for a family of four.
The get-in price. The get-in price of the Angels tonight is $24.
Well, they're opening,
but they're in Oakland though.
Well, no. They're opening. We saw this.
Their home opener.
Their home opener, not opening night, but their home opener. Their get-in's $26.
Well, yeah, I mean that's normal.
So it's $26 or a michelada at. See? Dodger Stadium.
There you go. Married Latina. He knows something.
Michelada. Wow. Gente.
That's why it's good that you don't drink, Mace.
I gave it up.
You'd be broke.
I had to quit it.
You'd be broke at Dodger games.
I had to quit it, man. I had to quit it.
And he quit it.
Yeah, just on the spot. Now, I still got my stuff, but I'm just my stuff.
You and I in left field pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know those seats were above the bullpen? You can sit right there.
Oh, where you sit and you watch the guys warm up? Yeah, I like that.
We'll get those seats
I like that. What about the right field pavilion? Isn't that the all-you-can-eat pavilion?
It's just left is rowdier, and it's like it's a little better eye candy.
How much does those home run seats cost?
You don't want to do that.
No, but I'm wondering how much they cost.
A couple hundred.
Yeah, see, I'm not spending a couple hundred on tickets.
That's what Cappy would do to get on TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Cappy.
Yeah.
Clearly doesn't know me from anything.
Oh, says the guy. Where were you at the Padre game?
Yeah, but I would never pay for that.
Front row.
You're in L.A. You don't have juice like you do in San Diego.
Right, but that's what I'm getting at. You clearly don't know that I'm either going to get it the way I get it,
Cap,
or I'm not going to get it.
Cap, you're not going to get it. You don't have juice, man. If anybody's getting it, it's Mason.
Yeah, so Cappy, are you going to come to a Dodger game with us, sit 100%. With the gente?
The gente. Me and los gentes.
Oh. Yeah.
That's not a thing, is
this
it?
This is what you were sounding like.
Los gentes is not just
exactly.
Gente.
It's totally a thing.
Press it up when Kaplan goes, Dodgers Padres.
Oh.
Press it up.
That's May.
And all, you know what's going to happen? All your listeners, Cappy!
Yeah, that's Cappy, right.
Seriously, Cappy's going to end up the most popular guy at Dodger Stadium when he shows up.
We can, and then we'll do the reverse. We'll go to that cute little Petco Park you have down there.
Well, with all the Dodger fans?
Yeah, with all the Dodger fans. Also a Dodger home game.
Yeah, exactly.
Cappy, what do you got coming up today? Anything stupid?
Oh, dude, you have no idea. You guy. Beto knows, and I'm going to get to this coming up.
I don't even want to talk about this.
But I've had a major dilemma going on here with trying to decide if I'm going to go to the Final Four. And Jim Nance has sort of promised me.
Jim Nance promised you that you could go to the Final Four.
He said if San Diego State, the team that I've been following, makes it to the Final Four, I would be his guest on Air Nance, and I'd be sitting courtside.
There's a thing called Air Nance.
Well, I mean, I don't know if there really is a thing called Air Nance, but that's what we called it.
And have you reached out to Jim? I guess this is the show. I don't want to do the show for you.
Yes, and there's going to be information coming to try and decide how I'm going to pull this off.
Excellent. Excellent.
Beto does not sound positive at all.
No, not at all. In the meantime,
it's time for Dodger Baseball.
Don't forget, Supercross Talk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. See you back here tomorrow, 1-710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bing, ba-dum, bum, ba-da, ba, pick-a-doom, ba-dum, bing, ba-da, boop, pick-a-doom, ba-dum, bum, ba-da, ba, bing, ba-da, boom, ba-da, pick-a-doom, ba-dum, bum.
Looking at Beto Duran on our YouTube feed.
Yeah, it's better when you do it by yourself. I'm telling you, man. It just sounds cleaner, sounds smoother, but it's... Yeah, man. It's your deal. I like that. I like the energy from you, Cap.
Yeah, thanks. When George is at home and I'm at home, our timing is all off. But when we're both in the studio, our timing is usually pretty good.
C.
You know what I'm saying?
C.
That's like Gary Payton. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Beto. So I got a lot of things that I'm going to need. You know, I always like to ask for your advice.
I don't know why. All I do is get you in trouble.
No, you break through. You don't beat around the bush. You're a very honest guy.
Yeah, that's why I don't have many friends, but it's cool. The ones I got are loyal.
So I gotta throw something by you because as Chris just mentioned.
Already?
Well,
already?
This whole Jim Nance thing.
No. Don't even get me started on you and Jim Nance. Forget that.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I want to hold off on this because it's a whole headache now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether or not I can go to Houston and sit in Jim Nance's courtside seats, this is now becoming a monster pain in the tuchus, if you feel what I'm saying.
As Lauda would say,
I'll get to that coming up.
All right, okay.
I'll get there.
What else you got?
Well, I mean, last night, I got to say, that's what I'm looking for. I'm talking about.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? How about your Lakers?
That's what it's supposed to look like.
Yes.
You went out and you made all these trades. You got all these new dudes. You got your two superstars healthy and on the floor together.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's supposed to look like.
Uh-huh. Hello, Anthony Davis. Oh, he can play with LeBron. Huh. Interesting. What do you have? 38. Oh, Anthony Davis was there. 9 rebounds, looked good. They played well together. It was a fun game to watch, and it was the first time in a while, Cappy, that I was excited to watch a Laker game because they had D'Lo back in the lineup. You're like, okay, they're going to see what we got right now. And it was normally Laker games, I tune in and out, especially at 5 o'clock. But yesterday, you know you love this, Cappy, when your kid's soccer practice gets canceled because the fields are too wet.
Yeah.
So you don't have to watch the game on your phone.
Yeah.
So you get to be home, you know, make a cocktail, watch the game, a couple snacks, and you're like, all right, this is looks like they were up big. Chicago kind of came back. And what do? Bam, hit them back. Never a concern. Look good. That's what we want. Yeah, that's what the Laker fans want all the time. LeBron James was there, but you didn't feel like you needed LeBron James to be LeBron James.
Correct. Exactly right. You needed LeBron James to let Anthony Davis be Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
because
what we saw
Anthony
him be.
Davis was being Anthony Davis.
Right. That's right. But that was my whole point early in the week, is that LeBron should have come back Wednesday.
No!
That was my whole point.
You're still on this, huh?
Well, I mean, again, the facts are the facts. He came back. Came back and they won.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh my God, you're still on this.
But what he shouldn't have done is he shouldn't have forced his way back in. Now people say, no, you're wrong, dude. You're wrong. And the reason is because
what changed,
LeBron,
Kevin? What changed in the one day? Because they didn't practice.
What changed is everybody knew what the game plan was.
They knew it on Sunday.
Everybody knew who was playing.
I don't want to rehash from Sunday. Let's talk about yesterday.
Well, here's my point.
What's your point?
Last night.
Damn, are you already got me going on 8 seconds into the show?
I know. Look, you don't even have a sigh. You've got like just pure anger.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you make one point and you want to just stick to it. All right. Yesterday, what was it? LeBron looked good. Anthony Davis looked good. They put and smacked the Bulls around, and that's what you want to have, especially when the season's winding down.
Well, this is what I said earlier this week. Yesterday was not a must-win game. Yesterday was a you-better-freaking-win game because you can't have Patrick Beverley, the former Laker who helped dig this hole that they're in, you can't have Patrick Beverley come back to your house and on LeBron James's first night back off of injury, you can't have Patrick Beverley taunting LeBron James like that. So this wasn't a must-win. This was a you-better-win, and then to see Austin Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's a new big three in town, people.
Oh,
yeah. That's right. Austin Reeves, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James. There's a new big three, Beto. That's right. You're not buying that, huh? You're going to step away from the microphone because that is that outrageous. Austin Reeves, Anthony Davis, LeBron James. There's a new big three. No good, huh?
It's like when people say, oh, that was a great game. It's like, no, they use the word great too loosely.
Okay.
Big three,
too loose? Too loose?
I mean, all right. I love Austin Reeves. All right. Love the way he plays.
Yeah.
But you're really going to go and say the big three, Cappy? Come on. Don't do this typical radio shtick.
Typical radio shtick? What?
Oh, okay. Come on, you're better than this.
Better. Do better, man.
No, I didn't say do better. I say
do
you're better.
Better
than this.
No, I got to do better.
Ugh.
If you're better than this, you got to do better. I'm going to do better.
Big three, huh?
Yeah, that's
how
right.
How about, hey, he's a really good player, and it's a lot of fun to watch him, and I love the way he sticks up for his team.
Right? That was awesome.
He's not a gimmick. You know? He's not just a guy who's going to be the good luck charm for you. No, this dude is a baller. He's like legit, man. If you read anything about him, how he was in high school, how he played at Oklahoma, where he comes from, the dude is a dog. He's 6'5", from a small town, and has always been the man who's always wanted, as the kids would say, that smoke. So he's coming up along the way. He wanted that. And you got to give a lot of credit to the Lakers front office scouting department. You know, they go and find guys like him. It was Caruso a couple years ago. Now it's Austin Reeves. And it's great. And he was after it. And Austin Reeves, Mr. Petty himself, I love it. Going back at Mr. Petty, you know, Patrick Beverley. Love that. Because if you're going to dish it, you better be able to take it. And, you know, Pat Beverley did nothing yesterday.
But that's what I'm trying to say is that it wasn't must win. The math was obvious they must win.
Yeah, of course.
It was, hey, you came to our place in LeBron's first game back. You smacked the Lakers around. You got people talking about them like they're toast all of a sudden. And then Patrick Beverley, again, remember, a guy who helped create the hole that the Lakers currently are digging out of. Patrick Beverley is going to talk that way to LeBron, having Austin Reeves.
He talks that way to everybody.
You're supposed to have respect for the king, Beto.
Heck no.
Yes, Beto,
why?
The king.
If he's not on my team, I ain't going to respect him.
You're supposed to have respect for the king.
Says who?
Says the king.
Oh, jeez.
That's why he puts the crown on at the Super Bowl when they show him in the luxury suite.
You're already on this one. All right, go ahead.
I mean, dude, show go some ahead. Respect for LeBron James, Patrick Beverley. You're a nobody in this league compared to LeBron James.
That's why you're talking about him in the first segment, huh?
You're going to disrespect LeBron James like that?
Uh-huh.
Austin Reeves, that's how you do's it right there.
Wow, he did a do's it.
That's right.
What up, Cap? Happy opening day, man.
Yeah, man. Happy opening day to you, my brother. Happy opening day. We're going to have a great day.
That's how you do's it.
That's how we do's it.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. All right, let's say good afternoon to Lindsay Baseball. We'll say happy opening day to her. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, happy opening day, Cappy.
Yeah, happy opening day. Were you guys watching like MLB Network all day? Because I saw that first home run of the day, that Aaron Judge home run off San Francisco.
Holy smokes. Did it land yet?
I mean, dude, what a great setup by Major League Baseball. Aaron Judge is a free agent. He's going to go to San Francisco. But if he doesn't go to San Francisco and he stays with the Yankees, let's have these two teams play each other because one way or another, this is good drama. That's smart. That's smart right there. That's smart scheduling is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Happy opening day.
Stuff.
Better, are you going from the radio show to Dodger Stadium? Have you made that decision?
No chance. We're done at 7, Dodgers opening night. First pitch is a little bit after 7 o'clock. Let's see, from downtown L.A. to Chavez Ravine, that's an easy 2 hours.
Okay.
No chance.
No chance, not happening.
It sucks because I'm an opening day Dodger guy, as in like, you take the day off. It should be a holiday here in L.A. What's up, Mayor? Let's make this happen.
Holiday.
It's at night, so it's a little bit different, but it's cool. This is the first time in 3 years the Dodgers have had opening day at their spot. You know, COVID, and then they were on the road. But I have friends that take the day off, and they've been at the park right next to the stadium since about noon. They've been getting after it. Uh-oh. I'm pretty sure I have a couple friends that won't make it in. The tickets are going to go unused. But, you know, there's a lot of people on the freeway right now, Cappy, that are driving to Dodger Stadium. That habit. A lot of friends of mine, it's the tradition. They go with a group of friends, or they go with their dad or their family or whatever it is, where they make sure they're going opening day. And it might be the only game they go to all year long, but it's pretty cool. Then the fact that Julio Urias is making the start, Cappy.
Yeah, not going to make it out there though tonight, huh?
No, I mean, it's impossible to get there. It's 7 o'clock game, we're done at 7. How are we going to get there? It's going to be 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, I do like Mace's idea of hitting up some Dodger games this year. I'm in.
Oh,
I'm down.
We're going to do that.
I am so in. Laura, happy opening day to you. How we doing, Queen? I was on your Late Night with Laura Instagram Live last night. How we doing?
Are we good, Cappy? We good. It's cold, but, you know, I'm always cold in the studio. Mm-hmm. We're good.
Wait, is it raining outside?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, Mark Cates just let us know it's raining. Don't worry, Casey. 7 o'clock comes, the sky is going to be beautiful for Dodger game.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, come on. It's the Dodgers.
Okay,
come on.
If you say so. I mean, the sun is just going to open wide open, and the skies are going to clear, and it's time for Dodger baseball, huh?
Yeah, that's how we roll up here.
Okay.
That's how we roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's how you get down, I'm in. All right, listen, let me do this. I want to say that I want to get back to this whole Austin Reeves taking up for LeBron James thing, because I freaking loved it, and I want everybody to hear what Austin Reeves had to say. We'll get there. But I got to talk to Beto, because all week long I've been talking about, am I going to the Final Four, compliments of Jim Nance, and am I sitting in his courtside seats? This afternoon, about 12:30 p.m., I get the call from Nance. I'll explain the story and what's happened next.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Driving in that car, speed so fast, just like I was drunk. Yeah, come on, Beto. I know you know Tracy Chapman. Right? No, you don't like this song, huh, Beto?
I have no idea who it is.
Tracy Chapman.
No clue.
She got a fast car.
No clue.
All right.
And also, happy birthday to my son, Mateo. Turns 18 today, the dude. And also my sister, Gloria, who turns... I put on my Instagram that she turned 50, but she's younger than me. But shout out to my sister, Gloria, and my son, Mateo. So we'll be having cake at Abuelita's house later on tonight.
Shout out to Gloria and shout out to Mateo. Did I see that Mateo was playing in a basketball game last night that was broadcast on the NBA network?
Yeah, so he played a game at Morehouse College on... it was like a one-and-done. They took 16 of the best high school teams, like a NCAA tournament kind of deal. One-and-done. They lost. They actually lost to Carlos Boozer's kids. But he got some minutes in at the end, hit a couple threes, and I'm like, I don't wait to close out your high school career, man. A couple three-pointers on NBA TV, so let's go. So,
yeah, saw that on social media last night. Way to go, man. Congrats. Yeah.
It's cool to see, man. You know, it's been a good run. Good run.
18 today, man. Happy birthday, Mateo. Way to go, man.
It's crazy. He used to come in the studio way back in the day when he was really small, and he actually sat in on Max a couple times when they'd use him every now and then on the air. So, yeah, now he's like 6'2", growing up, 18 years old.
I know. I don't feel the same. I used to bring my kid around when he was a little kid. Now he's 22. He's about to turn 23. I'm like, I'm not bringing around some little kid anymore.
Yeah, you know? Used to be called the intern. Now he's staff.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Boss Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think everybody who was listening the other day when I was, you know, everybody was giving me a hard time about this sneaky little dinner that I was having where I was stabbing Sedano in the back. I mean... Now you understand. It was Boss Amanda's birthday. I was in LA on Tuesday. Uh-huh. We went out to have a birthday dinner.
Sure. Yeah. Also, shout out to the vice president of the Handsome Man community in the circle. It's his birthday also.
No way.
He's at Dodger Stadium.
Los Man 661. So he's at Dodger Stadium. Jalisco roots. But yeah, no, Cappy, that, just because you said it's a birthday dinner, that's a cover up. We know you were out there.
It is.
Conniving.
It is. Conniving to do what, though?
And a cheap dinner at that. So sad.
Oh. It really wasn't cheap.
So that's where you went. You took Amanda to dinner.
I took Amanda to dinner. It was 7 o'clock at night, and Amanda and I left the radio station, which is obviously everybody I think knows is
then
in
why didn't you
LA.
Just say, I'm going to dinner with Amanda?
Because nobody asked.
Oh, no. That's not true. Lindsay asked.
What'd she say?
She's like, who are you having dinner with? I want to know.
Uh-huh. And what did I say?
You said you didn't want to say.
You evaded the question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Very evasive.
I figured it out at Amanda. The end when...
she laughed.
No, when Chris said she. And I was like, oh, now I know who it is.
Well, I know who they're...
Well, I didn't know. I forgot it was Amanda's birthday.
Oh, wait a second. I have a question. So so I was backstabbing and conniving by having birthday dinner with the boss. Is that correct?
It wasn't her birthday. Her birthday's today. You could have came up today and had dinner with her.
Nah, I couldn't do it, man.
So it fits into your schedule.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. 100%.
Okay. So I'm glad Amanda's birthday fit into your schedule 2 days early.
She's got other people that want to take her out for her birthday.
No, she's still here in the studio hanging out.
I was on her schedule earlier in the week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as far as it being a cheap dinner... Laura, gosh, my goodness. I thought it was the thought that counts, not
of
the...
Of course it is.
No. It's not the case. Thought that counts.
Not the case.
Here's
no?
the thing, Cappy. Yeah. Number one, it looked wrong because, to Lindsay's point, you didn't want to say who it was. I mean, I knew because she had told me you guys were going to go to dinner. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it became a thing. Mm-hmm. And then when I was like, oh, where are you going? She's like, oh, you know, this place, Mediterranean. I know where you took her. It is a good, like, the food's good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're like your boss, you feel like, you know, you splurge a little bit more. It's your boss.
How come you didn't take us, Cappy?
Well, I mean, number one, I invited both of you guys. That's number one. Number two... as far as splurging, I don't know.
Ooh,
I said,
do you see Beto? He's like, who got the invite?
You did. Oh, I invited you and Chris.
But you and Chris.
If that was the case, why would I drive Christopher to Anaheim?
Because you offered. I don't know. You said
because
you
left him stranded. If you would have invited us to dinner, I would have said, yeah, Chris, let's go to dinner. If I would have known as Amanda, good BFF, hired me years ago. I'm going to dinner with you guys. We can all go together. Don't you think I'd love to break some bread with Cappy?
Well, maybe it wasn't bougie enough for you.
Well, maybe we weren't invited.
No, you were invited. 100% invited.
You're telling me I'm bougie? Well, I'm the dude that took you to sit on a crate and eat some tacos, bro. Like, yeah, don't even start with this.
But I mean, I'm getting heat for like not wanting to go to a fancy dinner.
Because
said,
you were being secretive about it. I said,
Amanda, listen, let's have healthy. She goes, yes, I want healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we both love Mediterranean. A weird thing happened at the end of this dinner, by the way. Tell me if this is a little strange to you. So Amanda gets done. She had this nice plate of chicken shawarma with rice and salad. It was a beautiful plate. But she ate like, I don't know, like the 45% of it. Now I'm done. I mean, I have got this plate completely cleaned off. I mean, it is gone. There is nothing left on it. And now I'm looking at her plate as if like, I mean, like I would look at my girlfriend's plate. Oh, like, gosh. Yo, can I get some of that? Like I started eating off her plate. Is that wrong?
For you, no.
Yeah, true.
For you, no. I mean, not like she wanted to take it home or anything like that, maybe.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
You didn't ask, huh?
No, I wasn't.
You're
like
the king of taking food off of other people's plates. So why are you acting like we're not going to tell you it's wrong. We're not going to tell you it's wrong, and we're not going to tell you that it's wrong.
Remember the pizza situation?
Exactly.
Well, you know, a gentleman came up to me last week at Yamava, and he said, hey, thanks to you, I now know that it's okay to take a slice of pizza from somebody else's pie.
Never.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well,
true.
Whatever. Chris and I had a very interesting dinner.
You did, huh?
Oh, ho, ho.
Okay.
Because I don't know Chris that well. I know Chris professionally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time I've ever been in a car with Chris. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take you since Cappy stranded you and... You know, you worked all, 12-hour day.
Right, right.
You know, did I have to go to Anaheim considering I live in Carson? No. Is it way out of the way? Yes. Did I feel bad for him because he was drained and he looked at you like, damn, all right, I'll just Uber in the rain? I got you, man. It's like, oh, we can stop by the Del Rey. That was the joke. But we actually stopped at the Del Rey in mm-hmm. Pico Rivera, which mm-hmm. is 5605 Freeway, Cappy. Old school joint. We went in there. Like, yeah, we're going to order a salad. Next thing you know, we're at the bar, run into some people. And Cappy, it went from having a salad to a full-on dinner with some politicos.
Yeah.
We closed the place down.
Come on.
Cappy, the lights came on. We had the rockfish, the oysters.
Yeah.
We had the shrimp. We had the scallops just for the appetizers. This guy that we ran into, let me just tell you, he's a heavy hitter in the political world.
Mm-hmm.
Listens to the station.
Okay.
Just said, make sure you don't say my name because of politics. I can't be involved with this.
Was it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes. And I can't, and I'm not making this up, Cappy.
Yeah.
The dude was like, oh, you're Chris Morales. I know you. You're Mucho son. It was great. They were talking about Chris's dad at Power 106, all this other stuff. And it was just the questions about the station back and forth. Next thing I know, I see Chris and him exchanging business cards. There's martinis. There's wine. Our dude is a sommelier. He walked in with his own leather bag. I thought it was... You know, a briefcase or, you know, a nice work bag.
Uh-huh.
No, it was his wine bag.
Oh, my.
The dude walks in with his wine bag, tells the waitress to bring him some glasses and just starts explaining what's going on. I look at Chris. Chris looks at me. We look at my other friends who are there, the politicos, and just like, I think Chris is going to be running for Senate pretty soon.
Yeah.
Like, the conversation that we had afterwards.
Really?
It's, man, I know 710 ESPN politics are dirty.
Yeah.
But my goodness, the stuff we heard about California politics and state senate and all that other stuff and what's going to happen in Congress. Oh, my God. So
wow. So you and Morales.
We ended up with like heavy hitting political people.
Wow. That's
at the
cool.
Del Rey.
That's
you know,
awesome.
Like Pico Rivera, baby. Don't sleep on it.
How come we didn't get any heavy hitters at like Jason's Tacos?
We got Jason. We got the freaking owner. What more do you want? What about the first time we went to... You know, Cappy, just whatever.
Cuco, El Don Cuco?
Don Cuco took care of you, bro.
Don Cuco did take care of us. He did.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it was a heck of a dinner, and we talked a lot about the station. Chris is a very, as much as Chris does the bits around here, he is a very, very smart radio guy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he's that young. He's only. That's not a slight. No, it's because for a guy who always puts in yacht rot.
Mm-hmm.
Yacht Rock? Is that what it's called?
Yacht Rock. You're not familiar with Yacht Rock?
And he is like all the old TV shows.
Yeah.
Like this
old
is
a soul, man.
Old man. You know, and like I didn't know he was in his 30s. Like this dude is young, but he's very smart when it comes to the business side of what 710 is going on. Good. I heard some good things about you, Cappy. That are coming,
come on. That's not true. There are no good things
that are coming your way, man. If you play your cards right. But now I know why you took Amanda to dinner.
Right. I mean, it was just again, backstabbing, conniving, like you said, internal 710 politics, dangerous. You know, you got to really navigate. You got to create relationships, you know? And
yeah, and it's always good to be out there pressing the flesh because you never know who's listening. Because, you know, we come out here, we do our silly things, or we talk about sports, whatever it is we may be. But there's people listening who you wouldn't expect to be listening.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yes, it is. It always is. All right, let me tell you this, Beto. I'm going to need to get you and Lindsay Baseball and the Queen Unique to all give me what you think I should do. Here's the situation. The setup goes like this. For those of you that weren't here earlier in the week, I'll reset it all for you. For many years, Jim Dance, the legendary voice of CBS in the Final Four, the Masters, and the NFL, Jim Nance and I had this ongoing on-air, I'm going to call it a bit, Beto. It's not really like a bet, but it's more of a bit.
No, you guys were doing the, if I'm 40 and you're 40 and we're both single, we'll get married. That's what you guys were doing.
That was sort of
things
a
that would never
thing.
Happen, right?
So, right, exactly. So for many years, Jim Nance would come by during the Farmers Insurance Open, which is the PGA Tour stop down at Torrey Pines.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come over to my radio show, which existed for 18 years in San Diego. And he would come by and we would always have this conversation. If the San Diego State basketball team makes it to the Final Four, Jim would offer, I will fly you guys to the Final Four and you will be sitting here courtside as your Aztecs take on whoever they're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you early in the week, so what do I do? Do I call him? Do I text him? Do I email him? I feel like I got to walk on eggshells. I got to tiptoe. I don't feel like I can come right out and just say, hey, Jim, remember, you always said if they make it, you'll get us courtside tickets. And then you said, give me your phone. I'll handle it.
Yeah, I was going to text him.
Right.
Because you were going to send him an email.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't give you my phone because I was worried about what you might say. And I said,
all right, go ahead.
I sent him an email, Beto.
And his assistant wrote back.
And his assistant wrote back. And then last night, I got an email from Jim himself. And he said, be on alert tomorrow, meaning today. I may call you. I would like for us to do something together because your team is in the Final Four. So he winds up calling me this afternoon at 12:30 in the afternoon on Zoom. I recorded the whole thing. I put it out on YouTube in its entirety, completely unedited. I have to tell you what Jim Nance has offered me, Beto, and then I need you to tell me what I got to do. Can you do that for me? He made me an offer, and now I got to figure out what to do. What was the offer, and what should I do? We'll talk about this coming right back. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like I said, I didn't know Morales was this young. Man, he's old.
Yeah.
What's this, like Caddyshack or what?
No, this is not Caddyshack, bro. This is Footloose. There's a distinction.
No, I mean, it's the same
singer. It's the same singer, Kenny Loggins, but...
All right.
I mean, it's Footloose. I mean, come on, there's Footloose, there's Caddyshack.
All right, I got you an update from Dodger Stadium, Cappy.
Okay.
Because it's raining right now, and weather reports are it's going to rain for the next 50 minutes, and after that, it's going to be clear. So
okay.
I got sources, Cappy.
I know you do.
I got people at Dodger Stadium, and I just got the text right now.
Yeah.
And the text was, how concerned are you with the rain?
Mm-hmm.
He said, are you here? I said, no, I'm on the radio. I'm like, what's the plan? I got to find out for the people, Cappy. The text I just got back. Calm down. It's a cell passy. We'll pull it in 20 minutes. After that, we're in the clear. What I tell you, Cap? It's happening, man. I go straight to the people on the crew.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. You got boots on the ground is what you got.
Exactly, man. Like, that's exactly. Right. No, it's not Chaton, but, you know, he retired. But, yeah, what's up? I got people on the grounds crew, so they're not concerned. So if you're going to Dodger Stadium, like my man Polanco or everybody else who's going, just be there. Be patient. I know you have a beer in the car. You're a little roadie. You're all right. You're ready to go. Just chill. Listen to me and Cappy till 7.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So let me now come back to you and get your advice. Here goes. Okay. So Jim Nance calls me today. We get on a Zoom call. I tell Jim that I'm going to record the Zoom call.
Now, this is for your show, right? For the CappyCast.
No, this is for just an independent piece of content. Okay. If he would have been available right now at 4:47 in the afternoon, I'd have put him on this show.
Okay, cool. But you're not playing favorites, all right? All right.
No. He's sitting at the Dome, the stadium, in Houston, and he Zooms me from his iPad. And actually, a buddy of mine who's one of the camera guys from CBS took a picture of Jim talking to me on his iPad and then sent it to me. And I put it out on Twitter and said, okay, I'm going to tell everybody what's going on. So here's cutting to the chase, Beto. Ultimately, Jim Nance says this. Hey, Scott, I remember all those years of promising that if the Aztecs make it to the Final Four, I'll get you Air Nance and I'll put you on the courtside seats. He said, but as it turns out, I'm already here. I can't come pick you up. So here's my offer. You get yourself to Houston, courtside seats. In fact, Beto, he picks up his iPad and he says, because he says to Grant Hill, hey, Grant, come here. Grant comes over. He goes, hey, what's going on? I'm like, what's up, dude? Grant's like, yeah, I got you those two tickets. They're in section 107. Jim picks up his iPad, walks over to section 107 and shows me where these seats are. They're in the second row, Beto, of an 80,000-person stadium. So now, Beto, here's the question.
Okay, just to reset. You have tickets, second row, no plane, no PJ.
I have no Jim Nance private plane. I have made a couple of calls begging people like this right here, Beto. Hey, when are you guys leaving for Houston? Oh, we're leaving Saturday morning.
Wait, you got private... Private plane people? Of course you do. All right. Sorry. Anyway, sorry to cut you off.
I don't have private plane people. I have one private plane person.
You got a guy.
I got one guy.
Okay.
I say, hey, when are you guys leaving for Houston? He says, we're leaving on Saturday morning. I say.
Because the game's Saturday night.
Yeah. I say, listen, you possibly by chance have like two seats, you know? And he's like, no, I have one seat. And okay. I'm like,
oh,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
But I kind of need two.
No, hey,
I can help you with half your problem.
No, you really don't.
No. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
So as of right now, Jim Nance has come through two courtside seats. The only thing I don't have is a ride to Houston.
What a peach.
We got hello, friends.
Yep.
So I have no way of getting to Houston yet.
Yes, you do. Buy a plane ticket.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say buy a plane.
All you have to do is buy a flight. What about hotel?
I feel like I kind of got that covered. Like, I'm going to stay in Jim's room, I think.
You think?
No, okay, maybe not. I didn't talk to him about that. That's probably extreme.
You have to cover that, too.
Okay. So now I got to get a flight, and I got to get a hotel. Beto, here's the issue. I'm committed on Monday.
Oh, forget it.
Forget what?
No, this has been a whole setup just to say I can't go. All right, go ahead. Continue.
So I got this Yamava thing with Gary Payton and Sedano on Monday for Championship Monday.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying, Glove? For real,
I know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying. I can't be missing Gary Payton at Yamava on Monday, can I? Okay, Beto, hypothetically, I fly down to Houston.
You're not missing...
Okay, I fly to Houston. I get the Jim Nance tickets. I sit courtside. San Diego State beats Florida Atlantic. They're in the championship game on Monday night. Do I leave Houston Sunday and come back and go to Yamava? Or am I... I can't screw over Yamava.
I think Yamava will understand because the party's going to go on without you. Sedano and Payton, that's a hell of a party. And no offense, Cappy, but, you know...
Betha could be there.
Yeah.
But Cappy, you're the man of the people.
Yeah, and how awesome will it be for the show if Cappy's doing the show from Houston? Come on now.
And then you have Beto, Sedano, and Payton.
No, and I don't want to go to Yamava.
Why?
Huh?
It's awesome.
Because I'm going with you to Houston. Let's go.
Oh.
You said you got two tickets.
Let's go. Beto, here's the deal. Jim Nance told me this. He said, hey, Kaplan, you got till 7 p.m. tonight to decide whether or not you're coming.
All right, Alex, what do you... 7 o'clock tonight. You are on the clock.
That's what he told me. He said, you're on the clock. You got till 7 o'clock tonight.
You're not going. We already know you're not.
No, dude. But under normal circumstances, you're right. But Beto, here's why. Listen, you ready? So I got my 16-year-old.
You're not going.
But wait, but Beto, I got my 16-year-old daughter at home. Okay? I got my 19-year-old daughter coming home from college this weekend.
Won't even pay attention to you. Go ahead.
Okay? All right? So I got my one daughter who's here. I got my other daughter who's coming home for spring break. I mean, I want to go. How am I going to get there? I can't not go, can I? I got to go, don't I? I got to go to the Final Four now.
You got to go to pay it off for the Cappy Cast. San Diego State is in and you're not there? Are they even going to play if you don't show up? I mean, come on. You got to go to the Final Four. You have the tickets and you have a plane ride.
No, I don't have a plane ride yet.
You have one seat.
I have one seat on a plane.
So why do you have to take another? Why do you have to take a plus one?
I'm not going
to
go without my other person.
Who's the other person you're taking?
Rachel. Who,
that's right.
So you say Rachel
makes own sound effects.
You say Rachel makes a bunch of money. That's why you won't break up with her, right? So she could buy a plane ticket.
Yeah, I'm not going to go fly on a private jet with somebody and then have Rachel come meet me on a commercial airliner.
Well,
why not?
She can pay for both of the commercial ones.
Why? This is like that Seinfeld episode where Jerry sent Elaine back to coach because she didn't know how to belong in first class. Mm-hmm. Does Rachel know how to belong in the PJ?
I mean, I'm sure she could handle herself just fine.
No, but you've been there, done that. You know that, Cappy. And you've earned it, King.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah. This is your trip.
You think...
Cappy, also, why don't you take your daughter?
Well, that's another whole monkey wrench in this thing. Now my daughter's like, but I want to go.
Boom, there it is. What a great father-daughter bonding moment right there. And if Rachel doesn't understand that,
No, but Rachel's a San Diego State alum. She's like really into this.
Her t-shirt still has tags on it. No, take the daughter.
I think you should take your daughter because it
absolutely
would be a great bonding moment.
That'll
for
be
sure,
great,
Cappy. She'd remember that for the rest of her life.
Absolutely. She's in college and you don't see her as much. A chance, and she wants to go?
You know what she told me? She said, hey, my layover is in Houston. Why don't I just change my flight?
I'll come to Houston.
Yeah. That's it, Cap.
Then you can get the private plane for yourself, and then she will meet you there. It works out perfectly, Cap. How could you say no to that?
Yep. No, I want to take Rachel. She's really into this whole thing, and she's a San Diego State alum.
You are picking your girlfriend over your daughter?
No, I'm not picking my girlfriend over my daughter.
Wait. But Cappy, did Rachel care about San Diego State Aztecs basketball like before the Final Four or before March Madness started?
Maybe not. Maybe.
No, your daughter.
Again, take it from me. Like, I remember when my dad took me to Ohio State when it was like the last regular season game during one of their championship runs, and like that's one of my best memories with my dad was going to like a really important big college game with my dad.
Mm. See, this is how it's all gotten. Look what's happened here now, Beto.
No,
now I got my girlfriend who I want to go with.
Oh,
I got my daughter who wants to go.
Oh, wait a minute. The Cappy clan is coming in.
Okay. Then I got my man, Grande.
Wait. You're going to a wedding on Saturday.
I'm supposed to, yeah.
Mm.
I'm going to bail on this wedding.
Rachel goes to the wedding. You take your daughter to the game because then you have your plane ticket. She's already got the layover situation and you are good.
Yep.
You know what else, Cappy?
What's that?
You don't see the big picture here.
Tell me the big picture.
You're going to burn Jim Nance.
Mm-hmm. No, you're so
right.
You're
never, ever going to be able to ask Jim Nance for anything.
You're so right.
Because he came up and he paid off his, hey, Cappy, this is going to happen. This is in Houston.
Right.
His hometown.
Yeah.
His last Final Four. And he didn't just say, I got you tickets in the building. He got you row two. And I saw that video right behind where he's going to be doing the broadcast.
Right.
Which you don't think Nance has a bunch of family he can give that to?
Yeah.
Or somebody that's on his crew that's probably been with him for 20-something years that he can take care of? But he's going to go, and what a great guy he is, he's going to pay off what he promised you as a joke. Because nobody ever thought San Diego State's going to the Final Four.
Right.
It's like, yeah, ha, 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 yeah, okay, cool, yeah, if they make it, okay, great, yeah. Like, if you see me, yeah, whatever. Cappy, he's paying off.
I know.
And you're going to say no to him?
No, I have to
you
go.
You can never ask him for anything ever again. Cappy, lose my number.
Yeah, you know that you're right, because he's even said to me, he goes, hey, Saturday night after the game, we're having a whole private reception. You'll come to that. It'll be wonderful.
Oh, my God. I got to go. Take your daughter,
you're
bro.
Hang out with like Charles Barkley and Grant Hill and Kenny Smith and all those guys. Like, I feel like all those guys are probably
also, Cappy, this is great for the show.
I got to go.
Your daughter better be there.
Once you like start like, you know, pressing the flesh with some of these people, it could be like your next step to getting in the league.
You might be able to get your own show out of this.
Yeah. Hey, look, Beto, here's the thing. I've only got till 7 p.m. tonight.
No, you don't. Text him right now. I'm in.
Okay, Jim Nance, but I'm just telling you, he gave me a deadline. He gave me an ultimatum. He said to me very clearly.
Oh, my gosh.
He said it.
Jump on. Jump on Expedia, and do it before this.
All right, Alex, what do you... 7 o'clock tonight.
I'm on the clock. I'm going to do what Sedona does. I'm going to buy you a plane ticket right now.
All right, beautiful. All right, this worked out perfectly.
No. He already has a ticket. He already has a plane ticket.
Because he's got the PJ.
It's only one. Oh, the daughter.
The daughter has a layover.
Oh, then you don't even need a ticket, fool. What's the problem here?
Exactly. The problem is Rachel.
Perfectly worked
out. No, she's not the problem. The problem is
you want to take Rachel.
Right.
I didn't say she would. You want to take Rachel. That's the problem.
Then Rachel can call the San Diego State Alumni Association like Sliwa did and get part of the package.
Nah, I got it all covered. Now that you guys have given me the encouragement, I'm going to do this.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do something.
You better take your daughter. I'm going to be so mad at you, Kaplan.
All right, stick around, so everybody, because Slee is going to be on the spot, and let me see what he thinks, and let's talk about what the Lakers did last night. Stick around. This is Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.